the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Big
hey,
knock.
Man.
Got some Piehead music. If you want to pack a bowl this morning, go ahead. Yeah.
You know what? I just...
Should have packed it last night.
I realized... yeah, right. Even Snoop has someone who rolls joints for him.
Like, you don't have the J-O-B machine?
People who smoke pot don't plan ahead like that, I don't think.
They don't wake up early. sometimes they don't shower.
You know.
They like that weed stank.
I was sitting here thinking, like, the Fiona Apple earlier. I was like, oh, that's, you know, I was just thinking, that, hey, it's not my week, it's Fat Boy's week. I was like, no, it's Paige Rejoin week.
Yeah, look at that. You forgot.
I know.
You thought of Fiona Apple. I didn't know if you saw a 20-pound woman walk by or not.
She's very gaunt.
With big eyes.
Very gaunt.
So Paige week.
I like it too, because now you get to see a side of Paige.
Which means I get to pick, because she sends about 20.
Yeah.
Per show.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. I just.
You only have to send him three.
I just always do. I don't know.
But then he gets to pick. That's not fair.
Well, these are songs that I liked yesterday. It changes every day.
It will change. Tomorrow will be completely different. Well, it could be some Claude Debussy for all you know tomorrow.
Yes.
What if she just puts one word of the title in there, like she's doing her sentences earlier? Tomorrow at 6:02, I want to hear Pour Some Sugar.
Like, where do we pour the sugar?
I want to pour it on you.
Wow.
Yeah, she gets the songs mixed up. Can you play Unskinny Sugar Bop? Thank you.
I was actually behind Paige on the way here to work.
Oh, Lord.
And
how do you know it was her?
I didn't at first. I the car looked very familiar, because first time in that vehicle I've ever been behind you. So I knew what the front of it looked like, but not the back. And I was like, oh, but the reason I didn't think it was her, she was getting it down the road.
Nice.
Told you I'm bad.
I mean, need something else, by the way.
She wasn't like manipulating herself going down the road.
Oh, okay.
So you know, they say don't text and drive. Don't manipulate yourself and drive either.
Don't do
just
that.
Probably more dangerous.
Don't do it to anybody else while they're driving too.
Well,
what if you're
okay
driving?
No, that's not okay.
Don't do it to anybody else while you're driving.
What?
Right.
Like, you know, even though you do need one hand for the wheel, you know, you still can't be distracted.
You can't put on Carrie Underwood while you're doing that.
Uh-uh.
You can't, you're not supposed to goon and drive at the same time.
He's not going to take the wheel then. He's going to knock you off the road just to prove a point to you.
Wow.
You're probably not even married to that person.
You can't say goon for mommy while you drive. It doesn't work.
That's the first time
Plus,
I ever
Plus, at the end
that.
Of sex, my eyes roll back, so I'd probably lose control of the car.
Might be
it's because he's upside down.
I like to hang upside down.
He's hanging off the bed.
Oh my gosh.
If you were behind Paige,
yeah,
you wouldn't have got here when you got here. I'm thinking you would have been a lot later.
Well, that's why I really, literally didn't think it was her.
Please don't say that, because I did get that. I went to the class of shame because I drive too fast.
You never drive too fast. The fact that you had to go to defensive driving
blows really
my mind.
They taught you a lesson, because every time I've ever seen you in traffic, like, and it's always been on major highways, you're going like 40.
Do you remember years ago we got cars?
It was expensive, man.
We got loaner cars years ago, and Paige got a Mustang.
Yeah.
I was like, why? This is the biggest waste. It will not go above 50 as soon as she gets in.
Especially in that car.
Turn it on.
Well, you know, I had my biggest ticket was in my red car, but in my charcoal gray black interior car. The nice one.
It's like buying a bee plug and using it for a toothpick. Like, it's just, what's the point?
That is a good point.
Why are you
a toothpick, though. My God. You got some.
I have behaved because I got pulled over in California before, and I was flying, and it wasn't my car. It was my boyfriend's car.
Yeah.
And they said I was going 100, but I doubt it.
Good. You had so many boyfriends.
But you doubt it, but they are doing radar.
So God, how am I going that fast?
If you're going 100, you
I
know you're going.
I was not.
100. Like, you can be going 85. You can be going like 80 down 85 and not really be conscious of like how fast you're going.
I think that's how I
But 100,
I was
you
not.
Know it.
I was not going that fast.
Some of these highways around here, like, you know, back road, two-lane highways, are like the speed limit's way high. Very surprising.
Yeah, well, they like 385 is.
They jumped that one up
60 10. Now, right?
65 in some parts.
Woo! Until you hit right downtown Greenville, then it gets to 35. And people don't know that. Dude, the cops were just with their radar guns out the window. The LEC, they could sit there and get so many people. It's 35 right there. They're still going 65.
Yep. So it was going. This was 680, and I was leaving.
680. What time is that?
680. It was the road.
Oh.
680.
No, 680. The fan.
And I knew y'all are Pacific time.
I was leaving. I left TV station, and it was after 11 o'clock at night. So it was probably around midnight when I got pulled over.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so when you get pulled over, that's when you're like, okay, time to go to work.
You unzip it a little bit more.
No, it was a lady.
You just pop one out.
You were going. I tracked you going 100. I was like, how?
Okay, it was a lady cop. You think that wasn't going to work? Probably worked just as good.
Yeah, I watched all four editions of Busty Cops.
Oh yeah, ma'am, you know why I pulled you over? Because I want to see those big suckers.
And I got
officers. Anything I can do to get out of this ticket?
Why, yes, there is.
Yeah, let me full cavity search you on the side of the road.
The SWAT team comes. You got to take care of all of them.
Or something rhymes with SWAT.
That was, she did say it's a lady.
That was she was going to get me for reckless driving.
Damn it.
But I went to court, and I had a good lawyer.
And God, you took a lawyer to traffic court.
I sure did, because I'm not. I needed to be able to drive to work for a TV station.
You should have used that. Say, look,
so he
I'm in TV.
He got me off for that.
Don't you know who I am?
Mm. No.
B.B. King would know who I am.
The what? That's who pulled you over. Oh, Miss Page, I knew it was you. No. I knew it was you.
He would be like, he'd get out of the car and get on an electric scooter and drive over to your car. He
knew. How you doing, Miss Page?
This is a nice
Lucille
car.
Lucille turns into a stun gun.
There goes those legs again. There go them legs again. No.
This isn't your car. This is someone else's, obviously.
Mm.
He said, why don't you use me like a car seat? See how fast we go.
Lay something across your lap and it won't be a seatbelt, Page.
That won't be a guitar neither. Sit on me like a car seat.
And the thing about the lawyer is he wanted to go out with me after.
God dang it, man. What do you put on these dudes back then that just.
And I said, okay. And then I went out with him once, and then we were going to have another date. And he told me a story about he was divorcing his wife, and he put the dogs asleep. And I said, oh, I think my mom's calling. And I hung up on him and never called him back and never paid him.
Dude, I think I know what's going on here.
He's going to put his dogs to sleep?
He put his ex-wife's dogs to sleep. Like, he was fighting with her, and I thought,
that just means she got bad feet.
I cannot ever talk to this person ever again. What a vapid.
Putting those dogs to sleep is code for, like, making the toes smack the headboard.
That is, like, awful. Why would you do that?
That picture you put up this weekend where you were dressed up, mm-hmm. Is that a real photo?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, go look at that, man.
All right.
Paige put up a couple of pictures this weekend. You know.
Oh, Lord.
I cut my boyfriend out of that and put in
a Well, you put a hotter dude in. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
You can fire off a couple smacks to that one for sure.
I went through my mom's stuff over the weekend and found that picture and her
if she thing. Was looking like that driving down the road, then like everybody's going to be pulling her over. Gay cops, regular cops.
Yeah, that was around when I... What is so funny?
I was looking at the dude at first. I'm like, who is this guy?
It's not real.
Was that drink water? I was like, was that drink water?
There was some Roman guy.
So how do you...
Who's this hot Pharaoh-looking dude?
Because I didn't want to put his... the idiot's picture in there. So I cut it
out. So you made a hotter dude. But you left you the same.
That's a great picture of her. I was like, man, this is pretty good.
But it says me getting ready to go to a toga party in... Party in Berkeley. I dyed my hair black when I was in college. But that's Rob Lowe.
I know it's not anybody.
The one of her driving down the road is a vampire. I don't believe it's her. But that one. Oh,
of course it's not her. Me. It's a character that I'm writing.
Paige is Googling, how do I remove Meta AI's watermark from my videos? God, that's not... wow, that is... That's weird.
Beating them off with a stick back there.
I'm just, golly, bum. So that's, do you have the original photo? I don't want to like put it out online. I just want to see like.
Well, I cut everybody out on the original photo.
I can tell how you guys sexually harassed so much back in the day.
I see it. Say now. Like no wonder the cop gave you. You're probably only going like 50. It's like I want to see this lady again. I want to make her to go to court.
Yeah, let's get her tag number. An officer to dispatch. I got to put this in the tag files to go back later too.
Like you're dressed you as like donut? Cleopatra.
Yeah, it was a toga party, and I didn't want to wear a sheet, so I went to the fabric store and got some fabric. And
well, it's like WrestleMania 9. Everybody had a toga.
That's true. You don't want to walk out of the house with a bed sheet. No. Where are you going? Some meeting?
Matthew, why is the sheet got two eye holes in it?
Don't you cut holes in my sheets again, Jeremy?
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Cody Rhodes!
I tell you what, man. I got a lot of thoughts going through my head right now. Good thoughts, not bad thoughts. Song.
It's hard to pick a good one to roll with, man.
I don't keep up with stuff. So I came across this here. And it is the, to me, it's interesting. The most viewed websites globally.
Oh, you got a list?
As of right now.
Like a top five or whatever?
Well, this is top 20. But some of these on here I've never heard of in my life. Like,
oh, this would be fun.
Let me just throw it out there. Naver?
Naver, don't know that one.
N-A-V-E-R?
No.
Gets 1 billion plus views a month.
So this is where it's got to be trickiest. Probably worldwide. And it's ones we don't know. Probably. I don't know Naver.
Naver, I don't know. Okay. And then from there you go to, this is all, I know this is Asian. Baidu, B-A-I-D-U. It gets a billion.
Like Erica? Baidu?
Yeah, almost like, okay, I Google it and it's all written in... an Asian language. I can't tell Chinese from Japanese. And if you can, that's awesome.
Well, that's what happens when I go to the first one.
Is it really?
It says it's in Korean, but I can't translate.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference. And then Microsoft Online. Like, who goes to Microsoft Online? I'm not being hateful.
Oh, no.
But like,
we do know somebody who used to go to Yahoo to get to Google. So it is possible.
At least she joins us live this morning. Should we go to yahoo.com to Google something?
I think Naver's like a Korean Google. That's what it looks like.
Okay. So, but Microsoft Online gets 1.2 billion views a month. Like, is that people updating their drives or?
Unless it's people that use Bing and then, like, that's their homepage. And they,
well, nope. Like, that's on there too. That's on there too. Okay, LinkedIn is next at 1.4 billion a month.
Is it that popular, LinkedIn?
Dude.
I know why we rebelled against it, but I
know people who look, they run ads on there looking for employees.
On LinkedIn?
Yep.
Should we be on LinkedIn?
I thought we were. I canceled.
They made us get one. I only friended the boss, and that's it, because that was the person who told me I had to get it.
I had like terrorists contact me from all. It was kind of weird.
What? On LinkedIn?
I canceled that.
Why do you know they were terrorists?
Well, it seemed like they were terrorists. I don't know. It's just some bizarre things to me, and I canceled my account.
Just because they're foreign.
Can we store some bombs in your home?
No, it's just bizarre.
Paige, would you like to join our little club?
I want you to put on outfit and cover everything except eyes.
We have
cover that face.
We have a triple G bomb vest we'd like you to try on. Thank you.
Can you buy some airplane tickets for us?
That's what it was. Trying to scam you to get into the country.
Bing is
asking
next
for money,
which is Microsoft's Google, which
sucks.
Hard.
I'd rather use X Jeeves, and that's not even a thing anymore.
No,
Bing
is
Bing-a-ling.
But it's preloaded, so it's going to pop up.
DuckDuckGo shouldn't count as a website.
Used it.
It's to sell
stuff.
No, it's to give you more privacy when you're online.
I don't know if I like that.
Is it not a VPN, but whatever? It's
is it one of those free? Will hide your IPs or whatever, so you can go look at pedo stuff.
I think they're like, no, I don't think it's that.
hope not.
I've heard it. I'm not familiar. Yahoo Japan next, 1.7 billion. TikTok, 1.9 billion. This is a month.
That's an actual site, though, TikTok?
Again, I when people send me TikTok videos, it sends as a link because I don't have TikTok, so I can still watch them.
You know what?
I don't go to the app.
I can believe it about LinkedIn now because I remember if I look somebody up, I always try to go to their LinkedIn to see what they're up to now.
See what their job history is.
Yes, I do that a good bit, but you have to have an account to be able to look.
Here's another one. I know what it is. I don't have it, and people have asked me before, hey, do you have it? And when I say no, they're like, really? WhatsApp. 2.5.
I still don't know what it is. Billion. Like, I've heard of it, but I don't know exactly.
Like, it's like low-key, like texting, but if you don't want Apple to read your text, I don't know. It's like DuckDuckGo for texting.
Is this what the soldiers used?
I thought drug dealers used it. I don't know.
They might. They use Boost, I believe.
Reddit, 4.5 billion.
Oh, yeah. I'm on there a lot.
ChatGPT, 5.2 billion. Instagram, 5.3 billion. Facebook, 8.2 billion.
So this should, well,
it's a month.
Instagram shouldn't count because nobody goes to it like a website. Facebook, you would, you know, but not Instagram.
Instagram as a website, not an app. See, I think it gives them the same. It's like when we get our streaming, we get the numbers from all of it, like Spotify, iHeart, all of them.
Stitcher.
Audacity. number one and two, who are they?
Google's got to be one.
Yeah, Google.
Google is number one.
Okay, number two has got to be, obviously, YouTube.
It is YouTube.
Yeah.
But listen to this.
Swear to God, I didn't look at that.
YouTube, 45.1 billion a month, but Google, 88.5 billion.
And guess who owns YouTube?
Meta.
Freaking Google.
Or Google.
Look Wait at that. Taking the top two.
Well, that's true. They do. And then Meta has the top four. But then OpenAI owns GPT. Who owns Reddit, though?
I don't know.
Has that been sucked up by anybody?
That's why Google way outbid everybody for the Sunday ticket, and they put it on YouTube TV. They just threw it up there.
X was not on this top. That shocked me. Also, Amazon. That shocks me. Like, why wouldn't Amazon, unless that's not worldwide, like you were saying.
Well,
like,
Temu is world. If we got Temu, then it's got to be worldwide, right?
Well, but I think what they do is there would be like Amazon.jap or Amazon.jp or whatever.
I shouldn't have said
that. I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that. Hold on a minute. Let me look up this.
I can't believe we didn't know most of those.
Reddit is on. It was publicly traded. I didn't realize that. Most of the largest shareholders, Advanced Publications. So then it's fun to go and see who owns that.
How are they making money off of Reddit?
All the what?
Because people read it. Reddit.
dang, you got all the answers.
Son of a bitch.
It's addicting.
But they have minimal.
To some people.
Making money off banner ads. There are minimal ads on Reddit.
Well, yeah, but like they. Like, I remember when I would go, like, I haven't used it in a long time, but when I go to Snapchat, you go to the messages, you were getting, like, messages from, like, sponsors.
Oh, it's still.
Okay.
If I open it now, I probably got two or three. It's usually gambling stuff, too.
Advanced Publications, they own American City Journals, which is about 40% of publications in America, 30% of Warner Brothers, 30% of Reddit, and 13% of Charter Communications.
Wow.
I owe them money, I bet. I got your router still.
Taylor Johnson about to light your ass up.
Taylor Johnson. Oh, man. It was always that ambiguous. Hi, this is Taylor Johnson calling. You probably noticed that you haven't paid your bill.
Really?
Time. You want to watch your internet or watch your cable when you go home tonight? You better pay this.
We can auto pay it if it's convenient for you. Well, I bet it is for you to get paid on time.
Yeah.
I bet that would be convenient, wouldn't it?
God, they started the first, that family, the Newhouse family, that's who owned all those companies I just said. They started the first newspaper.
Now, were they involved in Maxwell at some point down the road?
Oh, I'll have to cross-reference.
Because you got to figure those might have crossed paths.
Like, if anybody's really rich and they made their money off of publishing, like, there's usually a dark side to that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, the... Like the Gutenbergs. God bless.
Steve?
Poor guy.
Talk about your Murdochs.
Getting Murdochs, freaking Maxwell. Yep. Like all of them, man. It's like they literally controlled what was printed, what was in the Bible. Like, wow, man, that's some power.
It's like, what are we doing?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
All I don't even know who runs Google now. Those guys sold it. Probably a corporation like, you know, Time Warner when they took over the Braves.
It's public now. It's Alphabet. Alphabet is the parent company. See, none of them, they don't want you to monopolize anything. So they say don't have shell companies. Shell, as in shell gas, because he'd go around and can't monopolize it, so he'd name them different things. Keep the same logo, name them different. I think that's what Hardee's and Carl's Jr. must have been. You can't have the same burger place, man.
Why the brand split? We all know the four companies that run the world anyway, and one of them we give our money to for 401ks. So they all trace back to those
four. Yeah, but it's hard to argue with that one. That's a good one. It's a good return on that one, even though it's like, you know, I don't even own a van.
You're going to be up, you're going to be down, but, you know, you leave it in.
Yeah.
Let it ride.
Yeah. Go with that, then them 500. Why not?
At least they make you feel like they're looking out for you.
Yes. You just hope it's going to be there.
Yeah.
It's that thing like, God, I hate this, but God, I hope it stands together till I get there.
Like, how many people lost in 2008?
That would have been, it's like retiring that year. It's like getting out of college the year after they made Neil deals. Okay.
You know? Could you imagine you lose it once at Carolina Investors, then you go back and lose it again in 2008?
God, I forgot about that over in Easley.
You're like, Jesus, God, man.
Paige is suing this boutique lady in Abbeville. It's crazy. All right. What is going on in the Plex, Paige?
Well, this wedding is going to be so secret that everyone's been sworn to secrecy, and the bride is personally calling guests. It could be the wedding of the century. I'll talk about that next in your Eyes, Guys, Headlines.
You know, some of those mug shots weren't bad of that chick that got arrested 20 times or whatever it was.
Some of them, like, I mean, you're just passing judgment. I don't know anything about it. It's a local story. You can probably Google it if you'd like. But I was like, man, some of those you could tell, like, oh, God. It's like, oh, man. She was maybe out, like, having dinner or something. She was all dressed. And then,
evidently, if you don't send all these people their stuff, they get mad.
Well, I mean, that's kind of good, you know, if you pay for stuff or whatever. But, you know.
That's not cool.
Not to try to consolidate charges to go after.
Yeah, I know.
Pick one good mugshot and go with it.
Yeah.
I don't need to see all 20. Some of them look like hell.
I was going to say, it started off looking like the faces of meth, but then it looked better at the end.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
And this is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
Well, we have some intel. Whether you're reading Page Six or TMZ, we're going to be talking about the wedding. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Ah, didn't even think about that. I'm guessing that.
It's already coming up now?
No, it's going to happen soon, though. So Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will allegedly get married. What do you think it's going to
happen? White House.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, no, she hates Trump.
Oh.
I think he likes him. If they ever get divorced, it'd be because of politics.
Well, it's a pretty... Oh, yeah. I'm just saying it's a pretty setting if you're going to get married on, you know...
Is it?
Some parts.
You know, I looked over before I said I do, and I noticed... Seas and seas of protesters. Not for a wedding, but just because of who lives here.
Okay. There's no East Wing anymore. It's going to be a ballroom, maybe, at some point.
Yeah, will the ballroom be ready for the reception?
But I hear that people are living under the ballroom. That's why it was torn down. And that's where the bunkers are.
People are living down there?
Yes.
Is that why they're popping up out of the manholes?
That's where everybody's going down there and living.
It's
going
to destroy the tunnels Truman put in there.
We just let them all go in their bunkers, and then we come up here, and then we start smashing grabs on all our stuff.
That's what it is.
If we can breathe.
Who's in the bunker?
What it's going to be? They're going to be able to breathe underground.
Yeah. Mm. So Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will allegedly get married at Madison Square Garden on, you ready for this?
Valentine's Day.
Sooner. July 3rd.
Well,
so the thing with her is there's like a numerology she plays into.
All girls do.
So I don't know if that's going
to
add
girls tend to numerology, etymology, and science, not Scientology, astronomy.
Why do they have facilities for, like, why would you, like, it's going to happen on the basketball floor? Like, how would you?
Oh, where did you say it's happening?
In Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow.
That seems kind of odd.
God.
I thought it was going to happen in her house. She got like a nice house somewhere.
Does she have a nice house?
Yeah, hopefully.
At least she bought the castle in Kiwi, I believe.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the nightclub.
Oh, God.
Jason Kelsey would have bought that one.
She's going to bring it back.
Alleged wedding date is Friday, July 3rd, and a source says the potential plan is for guests to be transported to Madison Square Garden on blacked-out buses.
Well, murdered out.
Privacy.
We don't need clubs anymore, right? Like, we can kind of all agree to that. Like, if you don't need clubs in your town. Unless you're a big city.
Like nightclubs?
Yeah.
Why?
Because somebody's always getting shot at them. And it's always some old restaurant and converted into a club somebody's getting shot at.
Well, constantly. I mean, it's hard to argue with you about that because you do watch the news. So you know.
It's always, I won't say where it is, but it's always the one locally here that is attached to an old hotel. There used to be a restaurant that I guess now is a club I can't pronounce.
It seems like if there's a car make and model in the name of the club, that might be a place where you're going to get shot. I don't know.
Yep.
That's the last time I'll go to club Impala. No, I'm just kidding.
So why did they pick Madison Square Garden?
Well, why did they pick it? It's awful.
The arena was also chosen for its multiple entrances and, quote, highly secure infrastructure.
Well, then they should stream it. Make some money off it.
I should.
And you don't have to donate it. Just keep it. That's what I would say.
What if Trump says, I want to go? And
can I go, please? Can I show up?
I'm going to the NBA Finals. And I'm going to SummerSlam.
Look, I'm with you. I would go to FIFA. I would go to all kinds of stuff.
Hell yeah.
Because, yeah. I mean, look, you got to run the country, but you can carve out some time to do other stuff, right?
Right.
So TMZ is the one that reported that Taylor was personally calling guests.
I'm like, okay, this is Taylor Swift.
I wouldn't believe it if I got it. I'd tell us it's AI.
I wouldn't either.
That ain't really you, Taylor. It's AI.
I would ask her, like, who did you invite? Because I'm not going if certain people are going to be there.
It's supposed to be a star-studded guest.
Oh, yeah.
List.
She's Icy Spicy, is right? Isn't that her name?
Yeah, that's a good buddy of hers.
Yeah, she's a known Satanist.
I don't know if Blake Lively is still a good buddy of hers, but I would not go if she was there. Her husband is a little too much. He's annoying, and she's kind of a bitch.
How do you really feel, fat boy?
What's the lady that's leading the mayoral race in Los Angeles?
Oh, freaking Bass?
Yeah.
Boy, what's up with that whole situation?
I don't know.
You just found a lot of votes?
I did see that over the weekend. I'm like, sell, that stinks, man. That is... I mean, I hate to sound like old Don, but I would demand a recount.
How about if you're a soldier or military personnel? I don't know which one I'm allowed to say. You're the only people that get to vote early or absentee.
Right.
How about if you can't show up and vote on election day? Sorry, I guess. You just can't vote.
They're doing a thing now. I don't know where this comes from, why I'm saying it now, but I saw it over the weekend, and I was like, God, I kind of support that. So if you get SSI or whatever in America, and you go live in another country for more than 1 month, they cut it off.
Completely? Like gone?
Yep. You can't like go play back and forth, getting our benefits and go live somewhere else. I think that's a fine idea.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
I don't know if it'll go through, but that's one of the things being proposed. I was like, yeah, because you saw like all those benefits that we've been paying to dead people, you know.
Well, I can tell you.
But if you pay into it, why does it matter? You should get it back, no matter where you live.
The reason I feel that way is because there's people that live here constantly that are trying to get help and can't. And then you get people who, for whatever reasons, walk right in, get all these accommodations and things that people that have been here all along haven't been able to get.
I'm just saying it's not fair. Like, say if you're staying because you have to move for a reason, you know.
Right.
I never saw it that way. I never saw it as paying into it for you to get back. I always saw it as we're paying into it for other people to use. And then when you get that age, like, other people are doing it for you.
Well, I mean, that's the way you want to look at it and make you feel better. But yeah, every generation's like, God, I hope it's there. Hell, we were saying it earlier. I hope it's there when I need it.
It's not, please. I mean, if you spent your life being taxed on it, that it's your money. It's not the government's money.
I want it now.
Like, yeah, you want to fix the Social Security, Mark Lynch, but, you know, I'm worried about the chaos and cocaine you're chasing in the
80s. I think eventually the government's going to figure out that people paid into the government with their taxes, like buying things.
Taxes?
And, you know, off your paycheck, that when nobody's working, how are we going to run the government? Did they figure that one out?
Clearly.
Who's going to pay their salary?
What's the David Allen Coe song?
Mr. Nobody?
They tell me I sound like Merle Haggard.
God dang it.
From Texas.
It's your cowboy cog, because that was what it is now.
I can't remember. Anyway, we got a bunch of email we're going to get to in a momentito.
Got a bunch of money going to the border for the next 3 years we'll talk about. What's that and the other?
God, boy.
Look at that. You're going to build the wall with money now. Big fat stacks, big bennies, big face honeys.
Yeah. Good investment advice. I don't give that's a good text, but I don't give investment advice. I gave some to some close friends the other day.
We're not old enough to give it, to be honest with you.
Yes, we're not old enough.
Look at all your retirement planners, minus a couple. They're all like north of 65.
That's the thing I never understood about that. And I'll say it, I'm blue in the face. And people, like, if you've made it, and you're a millionaire, and you're already like 65, almost 70 years old, why are you every weekend running around doing workshops, wasting your retirement when you've worked so hard to do it just to make more? I don't know, man. It just strikes me as kind of odd.
You got to have a radio show and a TV show?
Like when I went to that psychic that time, you know?
Oh, God.
She's like, I wish you'd let me know you're going to be late. And I was like...
you know everything.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.